this episode, I'm going to be giving y'all tips on how to study. And I need to stop using the word y'all, because it's not giving. It's not cool. I don't like it. It's kind of cringe, actually. But I use it way too much, because I feel like saying you all just is weird, you know? I don't know. You all. I will try to say that, but I feel like I'm just going to be saying y'all all of the time, but that's you. Why? Anyway, so, a few months ago, somebody asked me, in like the reaction part of the video, like, if I could share my study tips, if I had those, but I don't really have them, but it's made me thinking, and I was like, oh yeah, maybe I have some study tips that I'd like to share. And now I didn't have any inspiration on making an episode, so I was like, yeah, maybe I should do it. Maybe I should just share my study tips. So, that's what I'm going to be doing. But as I was thinking about what I was gonna tell you, I went to Spotify, and I was looking, and I all of a sudden saw that there was not a comment section anymore, which is weird, because in certain episodes I put like a comment section, right, asking you guys a question. Wow, I didn't say y'all. Anyway, I ask you guys questions, stuff like, oh yeah, what are things you like, or what should I talk about in my next episode? But now, when I was looking, I couldn't find it anymore, which is weird. So it's probably been an update or whatever, because I can't see it anymore. And I also went on looking at other podcasts, like other people's podcasts, and I also didn't see a comment section, which is weird, because they used to have comment sections. Anyway, yeah, nice. Let's give you study tips, because that's what y'all... Y'all? That's what y'all? No. I'm sorry. I feel like the sounds I just made were really weird. Okay, anyway. Yeah, study tips. Study tip number one. Stop procrastinating. Wow, what a good tip. Wow. Yeah, no, it's only good if you listen to it, but it's really hard to stop procrastinating, I know. Because I do it now, still. Mm-hmm. For this year, I needed to read 5 books for school. I read one. And I'm now reading the second one, and I need to be done within, like, what is it, like, 2 months? Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not happy about it, and I'm probably not gonna make it, but, you know, stay positive. Anyway, so, stop procrastinating. If you get a task, try to at least start it. Because if you start it, you can see how big the task is. You can, you know, kind of like see, okay, this is how big it is. This is how much time I need for it. This is the things that I need to have to be able to do it. You know, and then you just have a bit of a view over everything that you need to do. And finishing the task will be easier than if you just are like, oh yeah, this is a homework assignment, I'm not even gonna look at it, I'm just gonna later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not gonna work. So, stop procrastinating. Yeah. And then study tip number two. I'm sorry, these tips are probably really bad. Although I do have a few good ones, so you might want to stick. So study tip number two. what was it? Oh yeah, Macam planning, which translates to make a planning. Yeah. Plan. What? Make a plan. Yeah. Get your planner, agenda, whatever you want to call it, and write the stuff down that you need to do, because otherwise you're gonna forget it, and that's not good. So especially if you have like a test week, because at my school we have a test week. We have 4 test weeks per year, so each period, each like period of like a few weeks, you have 1 test week, which is basically a week where they put all of the tests that you need to do in. And then you need to prepare for that test week like 2 weeks beforehand if you want to have like a good preparation. Wow, this is going well so far. No, it's not. Anyway, if you want to have a good preparation, you need to start like 2 weeks before at least. I personally like to start 3 weeks before, but like not very productive. Like I'll start 3 weeks before just doing like small things, reading stuff through, which is not like actively learning, which, you know, it's not good to just only read, because it's not gonna work. It's not gonna stick in your head properly. But it's better than doing nothing, right? So a bit like 20, what is wrong with me? I watched the whole show Big Bang Theory, and there's this guy, Kripke, and he talks like the way I just made those mistakes. Procrastination. Kripke. He always says W like a lot. And I feel like I'm turning into that guy right now. It's not okay. No, we're not gonna be doing that. Not today. I need to be normal for a second, because this is not working. I'm still a bit sick. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I'm not totally like healthy right now. Like a week back, 2 weeks back, I kind of started to get like ill, I guess, and it's been like barely there, but it's been there for a long time, and I hate it. Like, why can't I just be like sick for 2 days and then be better? Like, I normally have that. Like, I'm sick for 1 or maybe 2 days and then I'm just good. But right now it's like I don't feel sick, but I am. And it's been going on for 2 weeks, and it's really annoying. Like, girl, make a decision. Am I sick? Am I not sick? Just make a choice. I hate this, because it's like I'm not sick, but you can hear like my voice. Well, now not so much, but like a week ago, my whole voice was like basically gone, and it was really annoying, because I'm how do you call it? I'm not an actor. Well, am I an actor? Kind of. I do plays, basically. That's my point. I was performing in a play that week, and we had three plays? Like, four, kind of. So, basically, I was performing that whole week. And for one full day, my voice was just gone, you know? And it was so annoying, so I couldn't even talk in the play. So that's why I find it so annoying. Like, either make me sick for like 2 days, like stomach ache, your head hurts, blah blah blah, and then just make me good. Like, I don't like this. I've been kind of sick, but like not feeling sick for 2 weeks. Like, make a decision. I don't like this. Like, I'd way rather just kind of for 2 weeks kind of be sick and then be better the other days than now just. Anyway, I'm talking too much about like stuff that probably you don't care about because you want to know the tips. The tea. I'm sorry. This episode, I don't know why, but it's kind of odd. It's kind of not giving. I'm sorry, but the slang, the it's not giving, like this is kind of strange. This is kind of weird. Anyway, now you know how I talk sometimes. Sometimes I'm just in a silly, goofy mood, like right now. And this, it's what you get. So maybe later, if I'm famous, like in a few years, I don't know, maybe I'm famous with this podcast, and I totally feel that people are gonna make how do you call it? Like those compilation or like remix things from my voice or whatever. I don't know. But that would only happen if I were to become famous, which I don't really know. Like, per episode, I get like around 400 listeners. Some episodes I get more. My most listened to episode is the thing like I just really wanted to talk. And I think that one has been listened to like thousand 800, like, yeah, I think like 1800 times. Yeah, so that's like my most listened to episode, like, of me talking, if you're not gonna count the Chrissy wake up things. Yeah, because I didn't really make those. It was just that people, wait, how do you call that? In like a lot, in wow, a lot, no, in economy class, I learned that it's called like, you know, that there's a need, and then you provide the thing. Wow, Caitlin, this is not going properly. This is not giving. I'm sorry, it's not. This is the kind of episode where, at the end, when I'm done talking, I'm waiting for like 5 minutes thinking whether I should post it or not because, yeah, it's not fun. To be honest, I'm already thinking at this moment, like right now, I'm thinking, should I post this? Or should I just stop right here and just quit? Well, not my whole podcast, obviously, but just this episode. Like, am I gonna stop? Am I gonna pursue this episode? Or am I just right now gonna hit the red button and stop recording? I'm sorry, I wanted to be like a Minecraft villager. This is not giving. Maybe I should just stop this episode right here. Let me just say the last few tips that I had in mind. In just in case that I do post this. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe I'll just post it and then I'll delete it afterwards. Or whatever. Anyway, so the last tip / tips, I don't know how many there are gonna be, is per subject you need to look and see what you need to do. So if, for example, you have a test week or you just have a really stressful period, like, then you need to look at everything that you need to do. You need to write it down. But, like, not just, oh yeah, I have a test. No, you need to write down whatever you need to learn for that test. So it could be, like, I need to learn about inflation. I need to learn about this. I need to learn about that. And then you write it down and you are gonna put it in, like, a planner, and you're gonna write, okay, Monday I'm gonna learn about this, Tuesday I'm gonna learn this, so that by the time that the test arrives, you are fully prepared. Obviously, that is the best option. Most of the time, it's not gonna work. You're not gonna Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're not gonna be able to do everything always. But at least this way you have an overview of everything you need to do, and you have, you know, like, at least try to do everything. Like, sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does, but, you know, just try to do your best and it'll be fine, right? It'll be fine. Okay, and now the question is, what if I really do not feel the motivation to do anything? Or, like, I want to do it, but it's just not, the motivation is just not there, it's lacking. Then you find a way to do it. Kind of like, okay, if you need to learn about inflation, I don't know why, but this word keeps popping up in my head. I think it's because I just mentioned the subject economy, and this is the English word that I know that has something to do with economy. Anyway, so if you need to learn about inflation, right, then you will, for example, watch a video about it. Like, if you lack the motivation to open your books, read it through, make a summary, make like exercises about it, like actually do work, then something that is low effort but will help you understand it better is to watch a video about it. So you're gonna Google, like, or you know, like on YouTube, like, okay, inflation, and then you're gonna watch a video about it. Then you will have a better understanding of what it is, what you need to learn. And the things that you don't understand, you can just Google, or you can watch another video about it. And sometimes when you're watching the video, you actually feel the need to write things down, or you actually kind of get the motivation to actually start doing something that is more high effort. So that's kind of what I do. If I don't feel the motivation to work, then I might just watch a video about it, because it's just something low effort, but you can actually, like, do something. Because basically everything is better than to do nothing, if you know what I mean. Like, if you have a day and you have time, but you don't have the motivation to do anything productive, then it is better to watch a video about a subject, even if it's with literally your phone, like, in your hand. Because you still maybe are able to understand some things from the video. It's better to do something than to completely only do nothing productive all day, you know? This obviously sounds easier than it is, because if it were that easy, then I would be done with reading all those 5 books right now, but nah, it's not. So, I mean, at least try, you know? At least try. Maybe you do find the motivation, like, you're like, I don't want to watch a video, maybe I'll just grab my book and I'll read a bit. Then that could also be good. At least do something that you're supposed to do. Sometimes with the test week, I also have that I don't feel the motivation to actually do something that is high effort, that will take me a long time. So then I just think about what is something that doesn't take a lot of time, is like medium effort, but will give me the feeling that I actually did something useful with my day. And then I most of the time choose to learn German words, because I do German at my school, and then I need to learn words, obviously. So then I grab my flashcards and I just learn the words. And it is better than doing nothing. Maybe German isn't the most important things on the list. Maybe it is like 2 weeks later than another test. So the other test I need to do first, actually. But I mean, it's better to do something than to just do nothing. Like, you better learn the German words than watch a film. Like, I mean, obviously. So, then I just choose to learn words, and I know that one set of words will take me about 20 minutes, and then I'm done with that. Most of the time, if I learn for 20 minutes those words, then, I mean, it's not the best. You know, it's not in my long-term memory or whatever. But if I do it, like, almost every evening, then it will be in my long-term memory, and it will actually be effective. So it will be better to do that than just do nothing. So kind of what I'm trying to say is, with school, with being productive, with, you know, like, studying, try to do something. Like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least do something, right? Try to be productive. And take the time to actually think about everything you need to do and think of the most productive way to do it. So instead of only reading through your textbook, try to make a summary or watch videos about it to actually see all of the things that you need to learn in a different way than only how it's written in your textbook. Maybe it will, you know, you'll understand it better that way. Just try to do it in different ways. For example, for history, I sometimes choose to, with Angelique, go to the library and we'll study our things for history. And then over lunch, we will discuss everything that we learned. And we will, you know, talk about the history of whatever, of like China or whatever, if that's what we need to learn. And then we will understand it better because we're explaining it to each other and we're hearing it from a different kind of viewpoint, I guess. And sometimes, for example, Angelique tells me about something that was in the book but that I didn't quite understand, and then she explains it to me and I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize that that was in the book. Like, I read it, but like, the way you're telling it to me is like way different than I experienced it. And I mean, it's just really useful to sometimes also study with someone else. So I mean, that's that. I feel like I'm still gonna post this video, episode, I mean, it's not a video. I feel like I'm still gonna post this episode because I feel like it's kind of useful in the end. Maybe it was going a bit, well, not so good, but I feel like it's better now. What I do hope is that my teachers are not gonna listen to this, because as I... Did I already tell you guys this? I don't know. But as I already told you, my teachers know about my podcast account, so there's a chance that they will be listening to this. Fun! I want to get into the Cambridge class at my school, and yeah. I don't think that this podcast episode is gonna help me with that. Maybe it is, because I'm kind of fluid in talk. Fluent, not fluid. What? I don't know if I said that correctly. Anyway, I'm fluently talking in English right now, which, I mean, I'm not really using a lot of fancy words or whatever, but I mean, at least I don't have to think about every word that I say. I don't need to translate everything in my head before I say it, so that's kind of showing that my English isn't bad, at least. And I feel like my accent isn't bad either, so I mean, yeah. Please, get me into the Cambridge class. Yay. Anyway, bye bye, my spice.